The great otter Skipper Joe was left in command of the path. His otters crouched in the foliage on the west side, ready to deal with any vermin who tried to regain control of the road. Suman and Redfall pursued the horde. Travelling high in the trees, they picked off stragglers. The vermin ran as if chased by unseen demons, each trying not to be at the back of the horde, which was the most vulnerable position. Gradually they slowed, weariness taking toll of their trembling limbs. Late afternoon found them in a deep natural hollow, somewhere in the west reaches of Mossflower. Swart sat, allowing the vixen to bandage his head with a mud and leaf poultice. He glared at the silent horde, venting his spleen on them.
"Squirrels and otters! That's all there was! A bunch of miserable squirrels and otters! And you beauties ran from them! Tell them, Nightshade, you saw them, didn't you? Squirrels and otters, that's all they were!"
A surly voice called out from the horde.
"Oh, I never seen squirrels shooting arrows as big as that and what wiped out poor Grinflit."
Swart's head was aching. He was too tired to reprimand the culprit. Instead, he beckoned his captains and they gathered around as he lay back covering his eyes with his mailed paw.
"Well, what have you lot got to say for yourselves, eh?"
he growled. The replies were what he expected.
"No point in getting slain for trespassing on some other beast's road, chief."
"Keep travelling west. That's what we were doing in the first place."
"Aye, you can't slay an invisible army. We lost a good number today and didn't even see who did the killing."
Swart stood up, shaking his head sorrowfully, but secretly glad that his captains had provided him with an excuse not to turn back and seek retribution on the foe beast.
"The backbone's gone from you lot. You're a load of jellyfish. Ah, well, I suppose we'll keep going west through this forest if you're all too scared to go back and avenge your dead mates."
Redfall perched in the low branches of an elm nearby, listening to what was going on. Her tail shot upright, a signal to the waiting squirrel archers stationed in the trees not far from the horde. They fired a line of shafts into the ground, not a paw's breadth from where the vermin sat. Slightly farther back in the woodland cover, Jod lay flat on the earth, his head inside a great hollow log. The hare's voice echoed and boomed as he called slowly in a loud sepulchral voice.
"Be gone from our land while you still live. Worms feast upon any who try to stand against us. Their bones rot upon the territory of the Phantom Slayers. Go!